Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 506 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her recent excursion to an Earth, Wind & Fire and Lionel Richie concert. We're going to talk about how Lucy's doing after a little bit of surgery last week. And we're going to talk about a grievance that I have with Amazon. We would be so happy if you joined us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our Southern Living episode, where Melanie and I read through the most recent issue of Southern Living together. We also have recent episodes with our friend Joni Crenshaw-Taylor, who's the head women's basketball coach at Texas A&M, and an episode where Melanie and I discuss splurges that we think are worth it. We are delighted when you stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, there are a few tickets remaining for our live show in Dallas, Texas on Thursday, November 5th. What a joy it would be to have you there with us. So be sure to check out that link in the show notes. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 506. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And a despondent Mabel in the background.
Listen, Mabel, here's the thing. Summer ruins Mabel's vibes because we still go for walks most days. But Okay. Now it's been so hot and so dry again. So it's like she doesn't understand. Like, I'm not taking you because I'm trying not to kill you. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, it's just, it's too hot. It's too hot to go. So
is this the point where I can talk about how much it's rained here?
Yes, please tell me. Let me live vicariously through you.
Well, it has rained so much here, and it has rained. I mean, it has been like, I remember when we lived in Baton Rouge, it never just sprinkled. It was always like the heavens have opened up and fountains are pouring forth. And that's what it's been like here, particularly late in the afternoons. I have not watered, like actually done the watering of my own plants in over a week. Now, I'll have to today because it didn't rain yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, it's that deep, deep south humidity, which I know it's the same in South Texas. But, you know, like when we wake up and our windows are all, and we have storm windows, but everything is fogged up. Like everything is, you can't see out. Good luck to you. And it just takes a minute for all that to burn off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been interesting with Lucy because when I take her outside is not Lucy's favorite. And I mean, she'll get there, but she wants her trips outside to really, brief is fine with her, but it's just been really wet and she's a bigger dog. And so I've had to reacquaint myself with what it's like to wrangle a bigger dog and dry off paws and, you know, underneath and all that kind of stuff. So
Yeah. No, it's a thing. Maybe you need to get her some little booties. Maybe she needs some little rain booties that she could wear.
Maybe I could add to her complete uncertainty about what has happened in her life by putting her in some shoes.
She would be like, what has happened? I just want to go back home. So
I just want to go back where the other dogs are. Yes.
Listen, Lucy's going to be fine. I know. So how's she doing? Give us a little other than the walks in the rain.
She's doing fine. David and I are like, again, we're like hyper vigilant first time parents of an infant with her. And so we're constantly checking in. How do you think she's doing? How do you think she's feeling? Do you think she's better? We've had her for 3 weeks at this point. I do think she's much more comfortable here.
Oh, yeah.
And she is specifically much more comfortable with her people here. So, but she's just not a high maintenance dog at all.
Mm-hmm.
She does not want to get in the bed with us, which I don't even know what to do with that. You know,
yeah.
Like,
She does not want to get on the furniture, but she does like to be where somebody is. She still does not like the end of the house with the kitchen. We think maybe it's the hardwood floors for some reason.
Yeah.
She doesn't care for. Now, if I need to put bath mats all the way down the hall, I will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she prefers this end of the house. She really likes my office and our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't love the guest room as much. But anyway, but she's just as, I mean, she is the sweetest dog. That's what everybody says about her when they meet her. This is the sweetest dog.
Oh.
And so just like the best, most laid back disposition you can imagine, to the point that you can forget she's here.
Yeah.
You know, Hazel had a lot of strengths, but making you forget she was around was not one of them. Like she was always aware that Hazel was here.
Yes, yes. She made sure that you knew that she was there. And really, by and large, that she didn't care for you to be there.
That's,
you know,
exactly
not
right.
Not you, but like guest is what I'm saying. As a guest, she was kind of like, I'm ready for you to go now, I felt like.
Yes, she was always ready for it, just to get back to sort of her core group.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but Lucy had, because she was with a breeder, she had never been spayed. And so she was with another breeder before the people who gave her to us.
Okay.
So she'd never been spayed. So I had the great privilege and honor of taking her to the vet this past week, which, you know, she's not completely on board with the car yet. But it was better this time than when I took her to the vet the first time. Anyway, I took her to the vet, and they were going to do her surgery that morning, but then...
No, that's Perry. I'm going to tell him that we're podcasting.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right. You're good.
He probably needs me to go water some plants or something.
He needs to know if you remember where you put the stamps.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Anyway, so I took her early in the morning, and they said we're going to get to her hopefully sometime this morning. But I thought about Piper because they said we have an amputation scheduled before her.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, the amputation ended up taking longer than they thought, which means Lucy was at the vet all day. It was almost 6 before I could pick her up. And when I got to her, and as my mama would have said, she was just drunk as a doodle. I mean, she was just so confused. But she did when the vet tech came in the room with her and she heard my voice. She did come over to me and sit down. So she knows I'm, you know.
Her person.
I'm her person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but she's done great with her surgery. And she's so laid back. Like, I haven't even had to put the cone on her because she's not messing, you know, with her incision or anything like that. And I don't know. It's very strange. She gets in her crate every night at like 8 o'clock and she's like, okay, good night, everybody. I'm out. So she's precious. I just hope that I can get her used to the amount of like getting in the car and going that I like to do with a dog, you know?
Yeah. 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 I bet you can. She's going, and then she's going to love a car ride. You just need to go get her, go get her a pup cup.
Yeah.
She'll be like, oh, the car is the best thing that's ever happened.
Yes. We get treats here. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Anyway, but she's doing great. And we,
good.
We are having the best time spoiling her rotten. So.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Listen, a dog makes life better.
It really does. So what's going on there?
I feel like August, September is the start of a new year. It's like back to school season, so it feels like it's time for a reset. It feels like it's time to clean stuff out, to clean things, to get back into new routines and new schedules and a renewed focus on what we're bringing into our homes every day. So if you're someone who pays attention to what you eat or what goes on your skin or what you're exposed to, you might want to start looking at your cleaning products too, because once you start paying attention, you realize a lot of conventional cleaning products contain ingredients linked to hormone disruption, skin sensitivity, and respiratory irritation with repeated exposure, even if they're marketed to look like they're safe or natural, because in the United States, companies aren't required to disclose every ingredient, so you never know exactly what you're using in your home. So right now you can get Branch Basics. Branch Basics is amazing. It's available everywhere you shop, at Target, Target.com, and Amazon, and of course, BranchBasics.com. Tossing the toxins has never been more convenient. For anyone grabbing the Premium Starter Kit, you can still get 15% off at BranchBasics.com with our code BIGBOO. So the Premium Starter Kit comes with the concentrate and refillable bottles for your surface cleaners, including all-purpose, bathroom, streak-free, foaming hand wash, and laundry, It comes with oxygen boost for extra stubborn stains on pots and pans and laundry, bathroom tile, and more. This kit is such a great way to kickstart your human-safe cleaning routine. Just use code BIGBOO for 15% off the premium starter kit at branchbasics.com. After you purchase, when they ask where you heard about them, please make sure to mention our show. Listen, I've had a busy week. I have nothing really that much going on this week, but last week I need to talk a little bit about Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I would love to hear about Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Listen, so my friend Hillary had texted us probably back in February, and she was like, "Who wants to go see Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it," you know. And then it was kind of out of my mind because I knew it was July, so I was like, I didn't really think about it until the week before. And then the week before, I was like, do I care about going to see Lionel Richie? Like, you know what I mean? I was kind of like, I don't know, like whatever. But I'm going to tell you that first of all, let me say, we got there. I continue to maintain that the Frostbank Center in San Antonio needs to figure out that their parking situation.
This is your cross to bear. Parking, with large events, I think.
It really is. And you'll be glad to know that I emailed Texas A&M Parking yesterday and said, hey, I'm going to need some answers about some game day parking. So I'm waiting to hear back from them. But apparently this is where I am. This is me in my mid-50s. That's it. Parking is the thing. The parking, the getting in and out, I'm like, yo, you know you're going to have a concert here. You know if you're going to have a concert, this is 80,000 people that are going to show up in various forms of transportation. It just feels like it should be more streamlined than what it is. That's all I'm saying. It just doesn't feel efficient to me. The Uber system doesn't feel efficient to me. That's all I'm saying. But we got there. Earth, Wind, and Fire had already started by the time we got in and got to our seats. Earth, Wind, and Fire collectively, I'm going to say if they're a day, they're 87 years old.
Yeah.
Gully and I got so tickled. I was sitting next to Gully and I said, I feel like one of their grandchildren made them some Canva graphics that rotate on the back of this screen. Like, I don't want to say they were broke down, but I'm just going to say it was very reminiscent of like the 70s, like Soul Train vibes, which fits, you know what I mean? Like that it fits. That's who Earth, Wind, and Fire is. I mean, that's their whole, but there was one, and I don't know all the different names of everybody in Earth, Wind, and Fire, but one that we were like, this, he's the OG for sure. And he had on his white sequin suit, but the way he shuffled across the stage, and listen, God bless him because he's up there.
Good for him staying in it. Right.
But when they ended and he had to come down the side steps, I'm telling you that my friend Stephanie and I were like holding each other's arms because we were so worried about him going down those steps. And by and large, I can't remember ever being at a concert where I was so worried about somebody falling, whether it be a performer or the audience. You know what I'm saying? Like just...
Where you thought, how about the next stop is a knee replacement surgery? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Collectively, it was a fall risk. You know what I mean?
Aww.
And Stephanie was sitting on the aisle seat, and we had some stairs that went down next to our seats. And the amount of times that she reached out her arm because somebody was coming down those stairs who she felt certain was about to fall. And I was saying, like, the way we took it on, like, just... Where you're like, and here's the thing, they might have been our age, and I fell at a nail salon a month ago. So who am I to judge?
Well, I don't hear judgment in this scenario. This is just sort of the things that we notice at this time in our lives.
Yeah.
I really do think that Earth, Wind, and Fire is one of the all time great bands.
Yeah.
Particularly like when you look at the broad scope of music from the 70s and early 80s, they are top tier for me. I continue to listen to them all the time.
Yep.
So I understand what you mean. Like, what a treat to get to hear them live, but also they were dads when I was a child.
That's what I'm saying.
So time has passed.
Yeah.
You know, but again, good for you staying in it. I mean,
they're up there. And so they finished, they were great. You know, so many of their songs. And then I'm going to tell you that Lionel came out. Now, Lionel, his team has obviously spent more on graphics and everything. Now, it was not a Taylor Swift situation by any means.
Well, no, I wouldn't expect it to be.
But what is? But listen, we had some fireworks. We had some sparklers. We had a great like lead in that kind of showed all these clips of like Lionel's history. And then Lionel came out. And also at the beginning, we were very concerned because I didn't realize, but Gully told me Honey had told her, like, I guess maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, that Lionel had been performing maybe in Minnesota and had passed out on stage.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't know that. I'd missed that. So Gully was like, I'm a little worried about Lionel. And when he first came out, I'm going to say he opened with Hello, and he was kind of shuffling out. And Gully was like, I'm worried he can't feel his feet.
Oh,
she
no.
said, I think maybe he has neuropathy.
Say, does Lionel have neuropathy?
It just, we were like, I just didn't feel good. Like, just, he kind of shuffled. He was moving a little slow. She was like, I'm worried about neuropathy. I'm a little scared. And we were, but here's what I'm going to tell you about Lionel Richie. He opened with Hello. And then he was like, Hello, I'm so happy to be here. He was so warm. He was so lovely. But I'm going to tell you that what Lionel talked about the rest of the night was apparently the reason that he passed out at that show was because he had gotten dehydrated. And what okay. he needs is electrolytes. So the amount of times that Lionel...
So basically, knee replacement, neuropathy, electrolytes.
Electrolytes.
That's where a concert... vibe has really turned
yes.
for us. Yeah.
When you go for 80s nostalgia, what you're going to get is also some talk about electrolytes, to the point that Lionel was like, oh, I'm so tired of these electrolytes. And I called all these doctors. I even called Sanjay Gupta and was like, what do I need? And he was like, you need electrolytes. And so they would bring him in between like songs, like a cup. See? And Lionel would be like, I can't drink any more of this. He said, because now I've got to worry about going to the bathroom. Oh. And I was like,
This is why, really, I can't go see, like, nostalgic acts. I can't. If it's connected to nostalgia in any way for me, if it's nostalgia that goes back farther than the year 2000, I take it on. It puts yeah. me down a little bit. And I appreciate Lionel's honesty about where he is. You know, he was here a few years ago and sang 2 or 3 songs and just left the stage.
Okay.
And we've never really known that whole story. He may have been dehydrated then as well.
He might have been.
But I'm glad that he has figured out maybe what could possibly help him power through. You know,
yeah.
that's just a win. So.
Yeah. We are at the finish line of summer. At least that's what I like to tell myself. And so it's time to start fresh with so many things. And one of the things I like to do is really go through my makeup and just get rid of the products that have either gotten too melty this summer or I haven't used and just start fresh for fall. But the products that I hang on to time after time are Thrive Cosmetics. Here's why I love Thrive Cosmetics. Every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. Plus, every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're doing more than enhancing your glow, you're helping others shine too. With over $150 million in product and cash donations to 600 plus giving partners, your purchase directly fuels real impact, and that is beauty with a purpose. One of the products that I talk about over and over again is the Empower Matte Precision Lipstick Crayon. This is your lips' new best age-defying friend in 18 buildable shades. It's creamy, it's long-lasting, it's this great velvet matte color. It's lips that have lived a little. It's lightweight and non-sticky, it doesn't get in the lines, and it really stays put. It's long-wearing, it's weightless, it's lip perfection. You can use it as a liner or layered for a bold, opaque finish. It just leaves your lips looking and feeling great. Amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo. I mean, so he did power through. I mean, he sang all his songs. And the thing about it is like, and first of all, I wanted to message him and be like, have you tried Element? Because I felt like the fact that he didn't like his electrolytes.
Yeah, because the Element's delicious.
It's and delicious.
If we could just recommend the raspberry to you,
yes,
it's the best.
Because I was like, maybe this is what he needs. And mm-hmm. he was very self-deprecating. Like, he was like, he said, my doctor recommended a scooter. He said, but I was like, nobody wants to see somebody singing love songs on a scooter on stage, you know, which fair.
Okay, but you're so like, if the doctor, and when did this become a podcast where we speculate about Lionel Richie's health? But I feel like if the scooter has come into the conversation,
yeah,
there must be a neuropathy issue. There's some sort of nervous system
right?
issue. I would imagine, allegedly, just based on these observations that you made over the course of an hour and a half.
Yeah.
At the Frost Arena in San Antonio.
That's what I'm saying. And it also, because then we Googled, because we were curious, Lionel Richie has been performing since 1968.
Since before we were born.
Since before we were born, Lionel has been dancing on the ceiling, is what I'm saying.
Yes, he has.
And so it made sense to me because I was like, his songs are so, like, we were awash in nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because when he played the Commodores old songs, I mean, so it's like the soundtrack of your childhood, your junior high years, your high school, and even college, where I was like, this is like Lionel Richie is the thread that runs through my life.
It's, you know, that's exactly right. And we're grateful for it.
Yeah.
We're grateful for it. I hope that he gets his electrolyte situation.
I hope he does too.
His alleged neuropathy that we have diagnosed him with. I hope he gets all that worked out. It's remarkable that he's performing at the level that he still is, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
No. And I think the thing about him that struck me, because I think at first I was like, why are you still doing this at this age? Like, do you need the money? Like, what's going on? But when he came out, I was like, no, he genuinely, like, you can feel like, I was like, he genuinely loves performing and he loves the crowd. Like, he was so warm. He was so dear. I loved it. It was so fun. It made me want to go. See, I had the opposite of you that I was like, I don't know. Journey's going to be in concert here in October. Maybe I want to go and watch them. Maybe they'll talk about their prostate. I mean, I don't know. So maybe I'll go see Cindy Lauper and we'll talk about her hormone therapy. I mean, you know, it's where we are.
Okay. Well, God bless us all is what I'll
say. Yeah, God bless us all. So I woke up. So the morning after Lionel Richie, I got home that night, and then I woke up. I drove to College Station on Wednesday, and we worked on Caroline Schenkel's gallery wall behind her couch.
Oh, I mean, just one of the great assignments of your whole life.
Listen, but Caroline told me, we were in the middle of it. We were lining it out on the floor, and you know, I'd made my Canva board. I had done whatever. What I lacked in all of that was that I had done no precise measurements of anything.
Oh, absolutely not.
And also,
I have a gallery wall on both sides of the hallway on the other end of the house. And do you think I've measured one time for anything that adorns that gallery wall? I have not. I have eyeballed it aplenty.
Yep. I had not done anything on my Canva board to scale or had really thought about it. And then when we got there, we realized I misplaced probably like, I think, four different prints that I'd ordered that were supposed to be part of the gallery wall. I don't know where they are. We decided they must be with her AirPods at a landfill outside of Navasota. But I couldn't find those. And then we were just hanging them willy-nilly. I told Caroline, I said, let's just start here in the middle and then we'll go. And she was like, you have never been more type C. She's like, you have thrown away some prints. You don't know where. And I was like, no, I don't. But it all worked out.
Yes, and doesn't it always, Melanie? Doesn't it always work out?
It does. And I said, here's the thing. If your dad was here, I said, it would have taken us 2 hours to hang this one picture because we would have had to have a level. We would have had to do it with proper, you know, equipment, the whole thing. And I said, but what I'm doing is we're just putting a nail in the wall and we're going with God. And it worked. You know what I mean? I was like, it totally worked. I was like, did a couple of things look crooked? I was like, but that's what those little command sticky things are for. You just stick it behind there to make it stay.
Straighten
and not be crooked. Straighten it out.
Out.
It was all fine. And as it turns out, because of my lack of measurements, we really didn't have room for those three additional prints that I had thrown away anyway. So
the Lord is sovereign.
Really? It worked out.
I had a similar, not a gallery wall situation, but okay, so you know, we've redone this bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've had this desire to make the guest room, and I know I've said this 75 times, but I feel like I always need to clarify. This bathroom that we've redone is in between Alex's room and our guest bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt the need to make the guest room just look a little bit more coordinated with the bathroom in terms of, it, you know, it feeling just kind of give it a little more energy than what it's had.
Mm-hmm.
So I got new linens, and anyway, I texted my sister a couple of days ago, and I was like, hey, will you come over here and help me hang some things? Because I had four pieces, and I had a mirror that I knew could work in there, but I didn't really know where to put them. And because I wasn't doing a gallery wall, they needed to go specific places.
Yeah.
That overwhelms me. I don't know. I mean, it's too many decisions. So she came over yesterday afternoon, and she walked in my house with a level and a tape measure.
Okay.
Now, I was proud of myself because I had gotten out actual, like, picture hangers and not, like, thumbtacks, you know, not push pins to hang things. And I had also gotten out a tape measure because I was feeling, I don't know, committed. And then I had a hammer. And so she comes over, she looks, and we kind of figure out what's going to go where. And she starts the process of measuring. Then she needs a pencil.
Oh.
And she was like, you have a lot of holes in your wall. And I was like, yeah, I do. True story.
Yep.
And so she would hold she would measure, and then she would hold it up, and then she would get me to do a line with the pencil over. I mean, it was a whole system. And it took us about an hour and a half to hang four things.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a lot.
It looks great. And and I'll tell you something else. Nothing's going to fall, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everything's on a real nail. The heavy things are on actual picture hangers.
Yeah.
That don't exceed the weight of what is recommended.
Like,
It's the smart way to do it. And it looks so good. Like, it makes me happy when I walk by there because it just looks brighter and more colorful and all the things. But I have to be in a team situation to make something like that happen. I cannot something like that happen on my own. Cannot.
Mm-mm. No.
Absolutely not.
No. It's way too much. Listen, I am a world-class procrastinator, and one of the things that I put off more than anything are doctor's appointments because sometimes I don't know who to see, I don't know where I want to go, I don't want to have to sit on hold and wait to schedule an appointment and all of those things. Raise your hand if you've been there too. So what I usually do is I self-diagnose, or I just keep putting it off, or I load up on vitamins and I hope it's for the best. If any of this sounds familiar, let's do things differently. We can find doctors we love and book using ZocDoc. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local in-network doctors. They have more than 150,000 providers with 200 plus specialties across all 50 states. You can see actual appointments, openings, and click to instantly book a visit. Appointments happen fast, usually within 24 to 72 hours. So, you know, when you actually need to see a doctor, and ZocDoc is free to use. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. I felt the pressure because the thing is Caroline's good at hanging stuff, but she's like, I don't really care about that. I totally trust you with like the layout and stuff. So it just felt like such a burden to decide where does everything go? Is this too many gold frames? Do we need to, you know, where do we need more color? Where do we need more? It's just a lot to think about.
It looks great. Melanie sent me a picture, everybody. And it looks great.
We were real pleased with it. But I'm going to tell you that also, then that night we went out and we went to DeBaca Steakhouse.
Oh, that Joni recommended.
And I'm going to tell you that she did not lie because it was delicious.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It's super, it's like, because there's other great places. I loved it because it's got more of a modern vibe. And I don't know how they managed to do it in College Station, but one wall is like windows, so you kind of look out and you have this beautiful like sunset view.
I love that.
I know, because you're elevated just a little bit. We got the ahi tuna appetizer, and oh my gosh, what, and you know that's not normally my kind of go-to, but I felt like we needed to try it. But one of the best things I've ever had in my whole life. Like, so good. So anyway, highly recommend DeBaca. It was great. The steak was great. And we laughed because their steaks are all, it says on the menu, they're all from the Rosenthal Meat Center, which is A&M's on-campus meat center where Caroline has spent a lot of time because of animal science.
Certainly.
And Caroline was like, this Rosenthal thing is kind of throwing me off because I've been in that meat center. And when we took our first bite, she said, this is not what they served us. She said, we did not get this.
Yeah, y'all were getting the prime at DeBaca, and they maybe didn't get the prime.
Yeah, she said, I don't feel like this was the same situation that we had in class. So, but it was delicious. So, I mean, listen, for my College Station people, 10 out of 10 recommend. It was delicious. Everything we had was great.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. And then I drove back here, and Perry was fishing in a tournament this weekend. He would want you to know he came in third place.
Okay.
But they felt great about that. And, so I just kind of hung out. Gully came over and we kind of had girl time, and we made that, the Bersan fig, pistachio dip for Friday night. And oh my gosh, it is so good. I can't even. Oh, so
it's
good.
It's so good. Okay, yeah. So I'll tell everybody real quick, because I know that somebody's going to want to know. Here's all you do. You get some, we say boursin in Alabama. I'm sure that's incorrect.
Wow.
You get some boursin cheese, or boursin if you're cultured.
Yes.
And you spread it out on just a regular plate. You just flatten it and spread it so it's in a circle. And then you get some fig preserves. I like the I don't know how to say it either, the bon maman preserves. Yeah. You get that. You spread just a thinnish layer of fig preserves on top. Mm-hmm. Then you drizzle it all with hot honey. And you can, as much or as little as you want. And then you top it all with roasted salted pistachio nuts. And
so
Melanie,
good.
Would you tell the people what the elite cracker is to eat with this dip?
Listen, it was a surprise. I trusted your guidance and your wisdom on this when you told me. Mm-hmm. But it's the cracked black pepper Triscuit. Is that what it's called? It, and you know, normally, you know what I say about a Triscuit?
Yes.
Like eating a basket.
That's right.
But something about that one, it's so flavorful. And
yes.
I feel like with that dip, you need a substantial cracker. Like you need a weighty cracker.
You need a weighty cracker. You need a basket of a cracker.
You do.
And because the cheese is all, and the honey, and the all that's so creamy.
Yeah.
It's really nice to have something that has some spice on it.
Yeah.
I told Melanie too, before we recorded, I've also done this dip with pimento cheese on the bottom instead of the boursin cheese. Equally as delicious.
Yeah, and I use the
palmetto pimento cheese. If you wanted it to be spicier, you could do the palmetto jalapeno. Why don't I run through all the available pimento cheeses right now and tell y'all what I think about them in a dip. But this is the dip that I mentioned at the end of baseball season. My friend Catherine's sister Karen made this, and I had it before a game, and it was such a hit. You could also do pita chips. You could do any kind of cracker, but I love that cracked black pepper Triscuit with it.
Yeah. No, it was delicious. We also had some multigrain nut thins, and that was good, too.
Oh, yes. I love a multigrain nut thin.
Yeah, it was good, too, but I feel like the Triscuit really took it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I told you, I think I'm going to do it with a jalapeno pimento cheese, per your suggestion. And Gully and I are going to our friend Christy's lake house this weekend, and I think I'm going to bring the stuff to make that, because, God, it was so good.
Speaking of Christy.
Yes.
She sent me, when I first mentioned Lucy, when I hadn't even said Lucy's name yet, she texted me and she said, please tell me the dog's name if you feel like this is what's going to stick. And I said, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me the cutest Lucy tote bag.
Oh,
listen. It's a darling, and it's for all the doggy things that you need if you travel, or just if you want to keep him in one place in your house. But I got it after David had left for Maine. And so when he came home, he saw it. I have it by my purse by the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw it, and he said, did you really order Lucy a tote bag? And I said, I did not. But Christy Crawford sent me one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what Christy does. She's just, listen, she has the best heart. She is always... you know, full of little surprises and whatever. She's going to cook us a Southern dinner Saturday night.
She loves
can't wait.
A happy. Christy loves
she does.
A happy.
Mm-hmm. She really does. And she does them so well. So anyway, because Christy also is who owns Two Funny Girls. So we've talked about them. So she's got all her little stuff. So, you know, cups, napkins, all the fun little things. So,
yes. Notepads.
Notepads
anything
and such.
Related to your university, she can fix you up.
She does.
Also, I have a grievance I would like to announce today on the podcast. It's with Amazon.
Yes.
They have started some garbage practice where when you order something, instead of them confirming your order of 3 bottles of Mrs. Meyer's peppermint dishwashing liquid, you get an email confirmation that says, confirmed, 1 household item. How does this help me? How does this help me if I'm going to have to go back onto your website, which I'm sure is the whole point, but how does this help me for you to say something like household item or personal item?
Yes.
I don't remember what it is. I don't know what you're confirming. It is not helpful. Tell me that I have ordered a 2-in-1 rake brush for my dog instead of a pet supply. Yes.
What are we doing? Amazon, that feels lazy. That
it
feels
does.
Lazy.
I don't know what the advantage is unless they think that additional click-through is going to make you buy something else. But
probably.
I don't like it at all. And it makes me ragey in the same way a Dodge Charger makes me ragey. When I hear one or see one on the road, that's what these emails do. And that's not helpful.
No, like, that's fair.
I need less rage, not more.
Yeah. No. Why? Just tell us. We need specifics. We need to know what's happening. So,
oh, my goodness. So,
oh,
I just need to get that off my chest.
Well,
thank
you're
you for
so,
listening.
Listen, this is a safe place. This is a safe place. I bet you're about to be back in the thick of back-to-school planning madness, which means figuring out routines and calendars and sports schedules and how you're getting everybody everywhere. And here's one of the things you don't want to think about on top of that is food logistics. What am I going to feed these people for dinner? Hungry Root means not having to think about food logistics on top of everything else during the back-to-school chaos. Hungry Root plans your meals for the week. It fills your cart and delivers everything you need right to your door to eat healthy every day. So Hungry Root takes into account your health goals, your dietary preferences, your budget to create a custom delivery for you every week so that you don't have to factor in meal planning to everything else. Hungry Root learns your taste and dietary needs over time and tailors your deliveries accordingly. Once you note an ingredient to avoid like gluten or dairy, it stays on your block list. When you note that you love a recipe or something is delicious, they keep that on your list. You are going to love Hungry Root as much as we do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code bigboo. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code bigboo, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. Now, speaking of ordering stuff, I was going to put this on my five favorites and I didn't, although it could be a five favorite, but I ordered for myself and I nearly sent it to you when I ordered it. But Nell Koopman, who's the artist that we talked about earlier, I'd seen her stuff in Round Top and then realized that she lives in Birmingham, but she does this cute, I just happened to see it. It popped up, this little mini nativity print.
I was looking at this over the weekend, Melanie.
I've got one on its way to me. I think it is the cutest little thing for Christmas, just to be able to sit on a shelf or a little kitchen window sill, or I love a nativity, and I think this one is so bright and whimsical and fun. It was an immediate add to cart for me.
I saw this last year, and they were gone, I think, by the time I finally saw it. And I don't know. She popped up in my Instagram the other day. I follow her anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm getting this right now.
Yeah. No, I think it's – I can't wait to get mine. I just thought it was so cute. It was – you know, I love finding a cute little nativity. And I thought this one was darling. And it's such a good little size. And I thought it'd be such a good little, like, little Christmas gift. That would be a great little hostess gift or something.
It certainly would.
Yeah. So anyway, just you can stock up before they run out of stock.
Okay, I'm getting it right now. So I'm gonna have to play some music while I complete my purchase because I don't want to miss it this time.
I saw on Instagram that you were working on planning another EJI trip.
Oh,
so tell us about that.
Okay, well, here's really all I need to talk about is this. Okay, so I went to the Equal Justice Initiative has the legacy sites in Montgomery. It's magical, but also sobering, but it's so beautifully done. And we're so fortunate to have this historical resource in Alabama. So I took a group back in April, and it was such a wonderful trip. It was a grown-up field trip that I decided we've got to do this again. And so we are doing it again, and we're actually going in January. But here's what tickles me about this whole process is that, Melanie, I'm the last person who needs to be responsible for the logistics of a group trip. I over-explain. I leave out information. I don't necessarily like to get super specific with planning, you know?
Yeah.
Now, we're staying at the Elevation Hotel, which is an EJI hotel, and they have a wonderful team, which is how everybody had a room this last time, right?
Okay. Because
they were
yeah.
responsible for that part, not me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was working on an email today to all the people who have signed up on the interest form through Instagram, which, if you can believe this, like 250 people have signed up just from that post yesterday.
Oh, that's so fun.
I love that. They won't all be able to go. I know
yeah.
that. But like, just, I don't know. It encourages me that people care.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I was working on the email that I'm going to send out later this week, and I thought, ma'am, you need to press pause here and you need to read this out loud like you're five. Mm-hmm. Because I chase rabbits. My natural inclination is not to lay out information logically, but to jump from Thursday to Saturday and then to Friday and then back to Thursday. You know, like, yeah. I don't have a brain that works like it needs to for this kind of stuff.
No.
So I'm grateful that this week is not so busy, because it'll give me plenty of time to go back through that email about 19 times and make sure it's clear. I don't know why this kind of thing is so hard for me, but it is.
No, it's not what we do. It's not where our skill set lies. Like, I love to conceive of an idea. I love the idea of an idea, but the actual like application and follow through of the idea with details and such is a lot.
Right. The details, the vision interests me. The mm-hmm. details, not so much.
Yeah.
So once I get to the point where I have the names of the people who are actually going, the hotel will kind of take over from there, and I won't, you know, and I won't have to do quite so much. But it just, I got real tickled at myself this morning. Like, ma'am, you were somebody who was operating outside of a gifting.
Mm-hmm.
You are really, I don't know. And in some ways, it's easier for me to do it myself, because to try to tell somebody the information I need would almost be worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's kind of like us in a live show. Like, mm-hmm. it's almost easier just to handle it with you, me, and Aretha, because to involve a whole bunch of people would be stressful in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but I am excited about going back. And I know it's not until January, but it'll be here before we know it. And
it will.
I also kind of had to get the dates reserved with the sites and with the hotel. So anyway, if anybody missed Instagram and would like to sign up to get more information, I'll put that in the show notes. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. You saying that January will be here before you know it. I feel like when it hit August on Saturday, that I was like, this is that time of year where we're going to blink and it's going to be Christmas. Like, it's just, I feel like the fall, because I love the fall so much. And I'm like, the fact that we're coming up, it's like college football, like all, it's like it's my favorite time of year. And it just feels like it always flies by.
I know. You know what I did the other day?
What?
I ordered a long skirt. That's how you know.
Look at you.
That's mm-hmm. how you know.
Yep. Yep. When you see the light at the mm-hmm. end of the tunnel.
Yeah. I ordered a long skirt. And so what I'm saying is, it's going to be 60 degrees in just a matter of days in my mm-hmm. head. You know,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be teed up for fall weather. So,
man, I cannot wait. Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait. I can't wait for football season. I laughed at myself yesterday because I posted that Poncho Outdoors has game day shirts now.
Yes, but not for the Bulldogs, I noticed.
I know, not for the Bulldogs. But see, I think it gets into licensing and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
for
some
sure.
schools do with that, whatever. But they have most of the Texas schools, I think. But and then they had like Ole Miss and Auburn and Florida. But anyway, but I laughed because if you order by August 16th, it was like, if your school wins a national championship, we'll refund your order. And I was like, look at us with the Aggies getting a free shirt. This is our year.
Hope
this
springs year. Eternal. It certainly
does. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really does. Do I know anything about how we're going to look this year? I don't. You know what I mean? But it's like, but it's the time of year that we can all believe that this could be our year.
Yes. I would not say I am in a similar spot as you are with that.
Well,
but I do think we could win some games. So
yes, for mm-hmm. sure. And you just never know. Like, you never know. Like, it's just...
Well, I know a little. I mean, I know enough.
Well, mm-hmm. I know. Listen, I got to get my parking situation figured out, because normally that's something that's taken care of by August 1st. And I don't know what's happening. But anyway, I have emailed to get to the bottom of it. And I'm sure they're rushing around to answer my email.
Yes.
I'm sure they're all
Melanie
hands on
has
deck.
Emailed. Melanie has made an inquiry.
Yes. Yes, we need to know about the parking. So,
all right. Well, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites. Okay, my first one is, okay, so in the summer, well, let me, I'm going to make this a short story.
Well, it does not sound like you're off to a good start with that.
It's not. Here's the thing. I'm debating. It's not even a story. Here's the thing. In the summertime, I really prefer to let my hair air dry because it's hot. I don't want to blow it dry. I don't want to mess with it. And also, I've been talking to my stylist about heat on my hair and how we really need to reduce it. So I have been using this Crown Affair. It's called a texturizing air dry mousse. Here's why I love it. Because it's hard to find, number one, a good product that's made just to air dry your hair. And then a lot of times you can find smoothing, you can find silkening, you can find whatever. You can find deep conditioning. This one is so good because it really does give my hair a little bit of grit and texture. So I wake up with it a little bit wavy. And then when I go to curl it or whatever I'm going to do, it really does. It has like some grit already.
Okay.
So I really like this. I think it's great if you like to air dry your hair. 10 out of 10 recommend.
And I know it smells great because all their stuff smells great.
It smells great. Like, I really love it. I also have their, it's like a air dry smoothing cream. And I like that too. But this air dry, if I know I'm going to style my hair and fix it and I need it to have some grit, I really like this texturizing air dry mousse.
Okay.
So, the next thing is this You Beauty. It is a resurfacing body compound. So this is like a exfoliant for your whole body. So it's not just your face, but like it, and I use it on my arms, I use it on my legs, and it makes my skin so smooth. Now, I'm going to be more excited about it in the fall because right now I have to decide because if I've recently self-tanned.
Right, it's not an option. It'll just take it right off. Yeah.
That's it. But I've gotten to where I use it like the day before I know I'm going to self-tan. And so then it's like everything's fully exfoliated. Everything's really smooth. It makes my self-tan go on really well. I really love this product.
Do you use the brush or not?
No, I don't use the brush. Okay. I just put it on like it's lotion is what I do. So you can, but I feel like I've bought a lot of body brushes. I never really end up using them.
Okay.
I'm just not good about that. Okay, this next thing is something. This was sent to me. I did not know about this brand, but this is going to be a repurchase for me. I think about you every time I use it because I think you would love it. It's a brand called Primally Pure, and it's their antioxidant balm.
I do love a balm.
This one, and you know, I love the Maya Chia balm. I love all the, but this one is, first of all, the smell is divine. Like, I can't even describe what it smells like, but it's kind of incense-y, earthy, kind of herbalish, I guess. Like, it's just really, but it's like the best smell. Like, if I could get it in a candle, I would. It's got this kind of orangey glow to it when you put it on. And so it gives your skin, like, I only use it at night because it's like a balm. So I wouldn't put it on during the day. But I'm going to tell you that I went to NYVA and I've been using this like probably once or twice a week all summer long just because it feels so good on my skin when I go to sleep. But because it's not too heavy. But I went to NYVA on Friday and she did Secret RF on my face, which is like a microneedling, like it's heat and whatever. And so she had told me, she said, Friday night, put on a mask, like put on like some sort of healing mask. So I did that. But then when I took my mask off, I put this on. And when I woke up the next day, like my skin was like completely healed. Like it's amazing. Like it's so good. So anyway, love this. I think it's going to be even dreamier in the wintertime. So anyway, I'm just real excited about that.
I'm so intrigued.
Yeah, it's really good. Like one of my, and it's a, you know how the Maya Chia balm is a little thicker. Like this one is just a little bit thinner.
Okay.
I feel like. Then the next thing is the Airy Unwind Waffle Joggers.
Intrigued.
Listen, this is a Sophie Hudson pant if there ever was one. I ordered these. I got them in this, in the olive, which looks like now it's sold out. They are the perfect length. Like they kind of fit me like they fit this model, like in terms of just right at my ankles, a little slouchy. They're just a cotton pant. So they're not lined. So they're perfect for summer. I wore them when I was in College Station with just like a tank top. They're lightweight. They're so comfortable. I think they're cute on. I will wear them with t-shirts now. I'll wear them with sweatshirts and sweaters later. I want to get them in all the colors. And they also have a royal berry, which is a maroon.
I see that. Yes.
And so they are good. I would say if you were in between or on the fence, I would say they run big. I got a small. I probably could have gotten an extra small.
Okay.
Because they do run big, like a lot of Aerie stuff tends to do.
I would normally get an extra large, and they're out. But they're also out of larges in the maroon.
Well,
as Martha would say, can you even believe it? Can you believe it? That would only happen to me. That would only happen to me, Melanie.
Well, maybe they'll restock, you know, maybe they'll restock. But it's a really good, like, in-between pant, because I love wearing, like, a pant around the house because our house stays cold, but I don't want a sweat pant. And so this is a good
in-between. These are so cute.
They're really cute.
I also like a banded, if the bottom of a pant is banded, I don't want it to be tight.
Yes.
I like it to have some room where some air can enter the festivities if that's needed, you know.
And that's why I love these, because it's like you've got they taper in like a band, but they're almost more like a balloony type pant, you know.
These are so cute.
They're really cute. Highly recommend. And then the last thing is, this is something that somebody posted about these on Instagram, and they're like a lower sugar, healthier, I'm going to use healthy in quotes, gummy. Okay. Sour gummy snack, but they're called the Shameless Snack Sweet and Sour All-Star Gummy Candy. You know, I love my Sour Patch Kids.
I'm ordering these.
They're delicious.
Okay. Do they have any? Because sometimes I have tried a healthier gummy situation and they taste weird.
These don't taste weird. I ordered them and I was real skeptical, but they don't taste weird. They taste good. I got the sweet and sour. I think next time I would probably go ahead and get the super sour, but I wasn't sure. But, like, they are delicious. They're the closest thing to a Sour Patch Kid I have found that's not a Sour Patch Kid. And I do feel like they have a little less sugar. And they come in, like, a little snack size bag, which it helps because I'll only eat that bag. You know what I mean? It's a good in moderation snack. But, no, they're legitimately delicious. And I'm real picky about my – and the texture's right. Like, you know how some are like, this is way too chewy or it's way too dense.
Oh, I can't do a chewy gummy.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. These are, like, perfect. They're, like, they're so good. So
– okay. The regular sweet and sours, how sour on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most sour, you can hardly stand it?
Like a 4.
Okay.
Like not sour enough, which is why I feel like next time I would tend to go with the super, because I tend to like the sour more than the sweet, but I just wasn't sure. So I feel like for me, because I'm a sour person, next time I would do pure super sour, because the sweet and sour is not really sour to me at all.
Okay. All right, so that settles some things for me.
But you know, I'll eat a Sour Patch Kid till like my tongue is raw.
I know. And I'm not typically a candy person, but I do have a soft spot in my heart for a Sour Patch Kid.
Yes.
I really, really love a Sour Patch Kid. And so, and it's one of those things where I have to be careful with it. And I really like those giant Sour Patch Kids. It's really my favorite.
Yep. I'm same. And I don't want them all the time. Like, I feel like, but when I was driving to College Station, because I'd always stop at Bucky's and get Sour Patch Kids, and I'm really trying not to do that. And I was like, I need a replacement. Like, I need something. And
this
feels like, so now I'm just going to travel with my own shameless snacks is what's going to happen.
Good for you.
Listen, I'm trying to make healthy choices. So anyway, that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for the favorites. As always, we sure do appreciate it. Love seeing what you love. And I guess that's it for this week.
Yeah, that's it for this week. So we will see y'all back here next week. And thanks for listening.
Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.